We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
You got your Bibles, turn over with me to the book of Mark. We're going to be in Mark. This past week, we went on a cruise, Wendy and I and the kids. Harley didn't get to go. It's kind of sad. Paid for it back in January, and she wasn't able to go, which was we was reminded every supper. We'd sat at our table of six, and there'd be an empty chair over there, but that's just how it is. But we left out from New Orleans last Saturday night, and we went down the Mississippi River and all that. It takes forever to get down to the bottom of it. We got down into the Gulf on Sunday, and something that I kind of had been paying attention to, but not really, was the weather. If you know what I mean? I'd heard about weather, but I'm thinking, these things just disappear and all that. They don't, by the way. I don't know. I think it was Raphael. Was it Raphael? I think it was Raphael, Tropical Storm Raphael or something like that. I think I was right. Was it Raphael? Am I saying it right? I think it was right. It was down there, and we took off on Sunday, and we went straight from New Orleans, straight down. You know, when you're on the boat, you can kind of watch the little TV, and it shows you where you are. We went straight down, and I think we went straight through this thing, or through the tail end of it or something, because it was rough. It was choppy. It was back and forth. I went double ear patch and lots of medicine in the belly and all of this stuff. And it was wild. For those of you that have been there and done that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I remember my daddy back many, 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 many years ago. And this is what I told the kids several times. And they just looked at me like I was strange. He used to go on like company deep sea fishing trips. And on his last one ever, he got severely sick. And the captain on the ship told him to just what he needs to do to get better is go climb the nearest tree. And there are no trees out there to climb. I'd have loved a tree Sunday. But I got in the room, and I'm sitting there, and what I do when I go to the dentist and things like that, I've had several teeth, lots of things done and stuff, and I'm sitting there praying. And my line is always, Jesus, I'm literally in the dentist's chair, and I'm getting my teeth, whatever, done to them, because it hurts. Don't downplay. It hurts. It really hurts. And I'm sitting there, and I'm always saying, Jesus, if you can take the thorns, if you can take the nails, I can take this. And I say that over and over and over. If you can take the cross, I can take this. If you can take the nails, I can take this. And I'm saying it over and over and over and over and over. And he didn't speak to me audibly. It wasn't audible, but it was so heavy that I haven't let it go, and I've dwelt on it, and I've gone back to Mark 4 time and time and time and time again this entire week. Look at this passage, church. Jesus has taught all day long. He has taught all day long. He has been teaching parables and explaining parables. He's been repeating himself over and over and over. And in this passage, we see the humanity of Jesus. We see the normalcy of Jesus. He's just like us, because Mark gives us something in the text that makes him real. In Mark chapter 4, verse 35, church, we as a people, we as individuals, every single one of us, cannot forget what Jesus says to the disciples here in this text. And on that day, verse 35, on that day, this is following a day that he had taught all day long, he had ministered, he had explained parables of the mustard seed, the seeds, the souls. He had talked about so many different things in Mark chapter 4, verse 35. On that day, when evening came, he said to them, let us go to the other side. Everybody look at me. They were going to the other side. Period. Period. They're going to the other side. Jesus said, hey, let's get in the boat. We're going to the other side. Does it say, you got words? Does it say on that day when Jesus came, he said to them, let's go have a shipwreck? Does it say that? Hey, let's go be thrown overboard. hey, let's go get our lives turned so upside down that it's absolutely over. Does it say that? No. He says, basically, let us go over to the other side. That's where they're going. We in this room are going to the other side. Period. Every one of us. I pray you know Jesus. I pray that you have a personal relationship with Christ. I pray that you know him personally. Because your other side, my other side, as Christians, we're going to heaven, period. We're going to heaven. He's promised us. His promises don't change. No matter the storms, no matter how big the waves get, no matter how rocky the boat gets, Jesus has done said, hey, guys, we're going to the other side, period. We forget that. Because when you're in the middle of the storm, when you're in the middle of the next few verses, we're like the disciples. But guys, we got to remember that. He said, we're going to the other side. Leaving the crowd, they took him along and with them in the boat, just as he was. I think that those four words are really important, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I've read this text all week long. I kept it beside my bed, and I'd go back to it regularly, and I saw that. I'm like, just as he was. I don't get that. I don't understand it. You learned people, go dig it up, go figure it out. On the boat, I didn't have Wi-Fi, so I didn't do a lot of digging. Could it be that he's enough? Could it be he didn't need to go put his armor on? Could it be he didn't need his crown? Could it be that just as he was and the other boats were with him? Isn't that weird? Look, leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat just as he was. What in the world? Why is that there? I think it's there to remind us that the one that says, hey, we're going to the other side is enough. He doesn't need extra. He doesn't need his crown. He doesn't need to hold up his sword and to say, hey, I'm Jesus. I'm God Almighty. No, he is enough. Just as he was, they got in the boat. Hit the next verse. Go on to the next one. Let's see what it says. And there arose a fierce gale. I wasn't in a fierce gale, but when that boat, I went to the front of the boat, the back of the boat, the middle of the boat, the bottom of the boat, the top of the boat, and the boat kept doing this. Okay? So the story's about, well, you got to be in a certain spot. I couldn't find that certain spot. I looked for it. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. It's intense. We've been through intense. You've been through intense. I'm going to keep this here and just read it from up there. Y'all do a good job. This morning I was getting ready. And I get ready, I go over to my sock drawer and open my sock drawer and I pull up my socks and all of a sudden this fell out. And this is what it did. It dropped on the floor. And I went and picked it up and I started to put it back in and Jesus, something, I can't explain it. Something said, no, you need that. Y'all, this was intense. Y'all remember this? Some of you in here lost loved ones. Some of you in here lost years. But that was intense. Already filling up. The boat is filling up. Crashing. Waves are crashing. I mean, it's crazy. Where's Jesus in the middle of all this? Where is Christ in the middle of pandemics? Where's Christ in the middle of financial crises? Where's Christ in the middle of problems at home, relationship, marriages? Where is Jesus when everything seems to be falling apart? Where's he at? I've gone to the bottom of the boat, the top of the boat, the front of the boat, the back of the boat. I wanted to hang over the boat. I wanted to jump off the boat. Where is Jesus in the middle of all of this? What's next? Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. I love Mark's explanation of that. The humanity. Here's the deal. You say, what makes the humanness of Jesus? Right there. Jesus himself was in the stern asleep on a cushion. You know, if I sit here and this is a piece of wood and my head is banging up against that piece of wood, I can sit there and try to do this and I can put my arms and I can take my shirt off and my coat, whatever, but that's going to hurt. He felt the cross. He literally felt the nails. He literally felt the crown of thorns. He literally felt. He needed a cushion just like you and I would need. Remember, because they put him on the boat just as he was. He was just a guy. We forget this text, this passage shows us the deity of Christ, shows us the godness of Christ here in a few, but it also shows the humanness of Jesus. You know, if you're sitting out there and the boat starts rocking, I mean, and you're beating your head against the ground, this ain't enough, and his head is on a cushion. Jesus himself was in the stern asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said, when did they wake him up? Go back to the last text. The boat was filling up. The water was coming, and I can only imagine they're going around to one another, and they're saying, you go get him. You're like, I ain't messing with him. No, you go get him. Did they pull straws on who was going to go get him? We don't know who was in the boat. We don't know which disciples were in the boat. We don't know what the conversation was to make what disciple go finally sneak in there and say, oh, Jesus, we got a problem. The boat is filling up, and Jesus is sound asleep in the middle of the crisis. How can Jesus be sound asleep in the middle of a crisis? Because, guys, here's the deal. When we're in the middle of a crisis, whether it's a pandemic or whether it's a financial crisis or whether it's a relational crisis or whether it's a physical crisis, when we have done everything in our power, we've gone to the top of the boat, the bottoms of the boat, the front of the boat, the back of the boat, and we've done everything, and the boat just keeps filling up. How in the world can Jesus still be asleep? Go back to the first verse I started with. On that day when evening came, Jesus said to him, let us go to the other side. He's got a plan. He knows what's going on. He's not shaken. He's not rocked. He's not confused. He's not worried about the waves. He's not worried about the gales. He's not worried about the water rising. I mean, he's tired. He's remember, just as he was. He didn't have ear patches. Just as he was, he got on the boat and he was Christ. He was God. He was in control of all things. And he's the same God. Here's the deal. He's the same God there as he is here. He's the same God there as he was here. He's the same God there as he will be. Watch this. He will be in the future, years down the road. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. Down the road, he's the same. And you know what? He's got this. He ain't worried about it. He's like, look, we're going to the other side. I'm not even thinking about the waves. I'm not thinking about the rising water. I'm not concerned about all that. That's not an issue because that's where we're going. And he's sound asleep on a cushion. Go on and finish it up. Jesus himself was in the stern of a ship, asleep on a cushion, and they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? You know, that's a normal response. Because when life happens, it's real. When life happens, it's real. And it's personal, it's painful, and it hurts. I mean, it's mine. And here's the deal. We all respond differently to crises. We all respond differently to situations. We all respond differently. And do you not care that we're perishing? It's like, God, do you not care that I'm going through this? Guys, he's right there with you. Which begs the question, kind of like bringing him on there just as he was, it almost begs the question of why does he let stuff happen? Why does he let things happen? Why does he let pandemics take family home? People we love and we care for, why did that have to happen? Why did we have to go through, I don't know, figure it out, financial stuff, bankruptcy, divorce, job loss, pain, struggle. Do you not care? Do you not care that we're falling apart here? Where's Jesus? He's in the boat. Where's Jesus? He's right there with us. Where's Jesus? He was right there with them. What had Jesus done told them? We're going to the other side. They're panicking. He's not. Their world is falling apart. His is not. And he's in the same. I've seen boats in Israel. I've seen boats the size of what they'd have been on. Listen, it was no bigger than free throw line to end here. It was they're not this big. They're little. So Jesus is in the same, he's in the same storm that they're in. He's in the same desperate place that they're in, and he's not concerned and they are. That's why that's a normal statement. Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? What's next? He got up and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died and it became perfectly calm. He's not just a man that needs a cushion, but he's also God that can speak to the wind and waves in our lives. This Jesus is not just a story that we read about in this book. Jesus is God Almighty. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this Jesus, you say, Brother Shannon, well, he calmed my storm. He ain't made it all go away yet. He ain't fixed it yet for me. It ain't better yet. We don't know how long it lasted. The water was already rising up. We don't know. The water is already coming in. They had done dealt with it for a season. We don't know how long it was. The water was coming in already. We don't know how long that had been. But he was right there with them. And he has power over the storm. He has power over your storms. He has power over my storms. When I'm out of control, he's in control. When I don't think it all makes sense, he thinks it makes perfectly good sense because he's done said, hey, we're going over there. Remember, he's the one that knows the plans each of us have. Keep going. Should be getting close. And he said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Guys, this whole life is about us growing our faith in Christ, not in men. Growing our faith in Christ. I don't understand him. I don't understand I don't understand this. You know, part of me back when this first started, I remember sitting around talking to her secretary down in Excel I had. And I'm like, you know what? God is putting families together and we're gonna be close and it's just gonna be so amazing and this is it's going to bring the world together, and there's going to be this great revival, and good things are going to happen. And yes, a lot of that did happen. But you know what? As time passed since, we've gone right back to our same old mess. Do you still have no faith? Guys, hit the next one. The next one, they're just blown away, and they became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is Jesus. If you're a Christian, you're not alone. If you're a Christian, you're not alone. If you're a Christian, you are not alone. He is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He has a plan for you. He wants to use you. You are his hands and his feet. He wants you to glorify and to bring him honor and glory and all. He wants you. You're still here, period, to bring him honor and glory through the choppiness and the ups and the downs and the waves and the madness, and our boats are filling up, and it feels like we're choking, it feels like we're sinking, and it feels like we're falling apart, whether it's financial or relational or pandemic-wise, whatever. It can be so many different things that it's like we're at the end of our rope, and here we are. We're right at the edge, and what do we do? There's nowhere. Help, where are you? He's right there with you. He is right there. Guys, he's in that boat. He's with you. He's with you. Go to that faith one again. Keep going. Keep going. We done gone to the next one. See there? We learn it on the fly. He's in our boat right over there. Chapter 4, 38, 39. Just as he is, just as he was. I sat there and I prayed about those four words all week. I'm like, what are you talking about? Just as he was. Why did the writer give us that? Why did Mark, leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat just as he was. And other boats were with him just as he was. I'm like, what is that? Everything's important, and it's not just an and it, a you, a thou. It's four words, just as he was. It's talking about Jesus himself. This is God, and he literally wants those four words in there. And as I would go and as I would read through it, I'm like, Lord, what are you talking about? Just as you are. And every single time when I would put it back over there, it was as if the Spirit of God is saying, I am enough. I'm enough. I'm all you need. You don't need extra. You don't need all of that. You don't need this. I've done said, hey, you, we're going to the other side. I'm going to get you over there, but you're probably going to have to go through some of this, and this can hurt, and this is painful, and loved ones leave our lives. People die. Parents die. I wish to goodness my mama could have went on this. You know, that would have been cool. She would have hated Sunday. She'd have hated Sunday. But the rest of it, she'd have loved it. Why couldn't mama have gone with us? You understand what I'm talking about. But God then took her to the other side. She had run her race. She had finished her course. We're still here. We're still in the water. We're still in our boat. You're still in your boat. And if you're a Christian, you're not alone. And there may come hard times. There may come times to where the water is already waist high. And you're thinking, there ain't no way I'm going to make it. You're not alone. Don't forget that. And here's the thing, you're like, Brother Shannon, I know this. I know we know this. But these disciples who had already heard him preach and already heard him teach and already saw him do miracles and already seen him heal and already had saw a whole lot of things, and they too said, are you going to let us just die? I think it's okay to be human. I think it's okay to show emotion. I think it's okay to be normal. I think it's okay. But we cannot forget, just as he is, guys, he's right here with us. He's right there with you. He's right there with you. Where are you? What are you? Where are you? Think about your world. Where are you? What are you waist deep in right now? You say, Brother Shannon, I'm not. What are you ankle deep in? Or it may be that, you know what, first night of the shower, I didn't know how to work the thing, and I got out of the shower and there was more water out there than there was in here. I'm serious. Wendy was like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, I'm showering. She's like, no, you're flooding the boat. And I stepped out into about that much. Guys, there's some of us that might be sitting there standing in just about that much. And we're thinking, hey, I got this. I got this. You just rest. I got this. But here's the problem. It just keeps growing. Hey, you just rest. I got this. What if for a lot of us, instead of sitting here waiting on the boats full, what if, hey, Lord, hey, Shannon, dummy, what are you doing in there? What if we're, hey, Jesus, it's getting wet around here. Something's going on. Instead of calling him here, why not call him when he's here? Why not run to him when it's like, hey, what is going on here? Lord, this is supposed to be dry, and there's stuff going on. This, Lord, it's been really calm, and I'm starting to feel some ripples. What is going on? Lord, I pray for wisdom. I pray for guidance. Lord, I hunger and I thirst for you, and I want to know you. God, I come to you. Lord, I pray on behalf of my family, on behalf of my whatever it is. If you're here or even playing in the puddle, go to him. Because you're not alone. Father God in heaven, we are human just like those disciples are. Lord, and around this room, I don't know if there's splashing in puddles, or God, a lot of them, I don't know, they may be just walking on the driest land possible, or they may be ankle deep or knee deep or waist deep, or God say, I don't know, there could be one or two in this room that's drowning. Jesus, you're right there. You're right there. You've done said, hey, we're going to the other side. You're right there. We don't have to wait till it's out of our control. We think, God, no, we can come to you when it's, you tell us in all things in prayer and supplication, in all things, with all things with prayer and supplication, bring your request to the Lord, in all things. Lord, I got a leak over here. It was dry, but something's starting to happen, Lord. I don't know, God. I just give it to you. And Lord, I pray for wisdom in it and guidance in it and help through it. And some of us, Lord, I've been sort of wading around in this a while. I thought it'd go away, and it just keeps getting worse. God, help me. Jesus, I need you. I surrender to you. God, forgive me. I repent. Lord, show me how I come to you. God, some of us are wherever we are. Help us remember that you're right there with us. not going to leave us. You're not going to forsake us. God, we got the other side to get to. We got the other side coming. What's that old song? Canaan land is just inside. That's a good fleshly way of putting it. But God, for some in the room, it's closer than it was for others, is for others. God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Give us wisdom, God. Give us grace. Protect this house, Lord. Protect, God. There's so many moving parts, Lord. Chapel Hill Baptist Church is literally meeting in the gym. We're not in the sanctuary. We're in the gym. Because the sanctuary is under construction, the back is being built. God, there's so many moving parts, and the enemy doesn't like any one of us in this room. He hates us. He wants to destroy us. He's attacking, and we rebuke him in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit of God. We come to you. We wake you up. We come to you, and we say, Lord, help us. We admit our faith is weak. We admit we're not where we ought to be. We admit, God, that we don't, God, forgive us. Have mercy on us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.